Greetings and good evening, church. I hope everyone is having a great Sunday. We've heard a lot of good words spoken today from here, and as you know, on these English services, we are going through the study of First Epistle of John, and as I studied, I've noticed a certain pattern John has. John alternates between encouraging his readers and warning his readers. As I mentioned before, First John was written to bring the people back to the basics of Christianity. False teachers were rising and deceiving new believers, so people began to question their salvation. John encourages and reminds us that we are forgiven, that we know him, and that we have overcome the wicked one, as Brother Igor reminded us. And last time, Brother Andre looked at the passages where John warns. He warns not to love the world. The next section of text that I will be going over are also warnings, warnings of the Antichrist and of the last hour. I'll be covering over a somewhat large and complex area of text. To me, this text was difficult. At first, I didn't want to preach on it, but I didn't want to skip. I wanted to go in order, so let's look at what the scripture has to say. We'll be reading from 1st Epistle of John, chapter 2, starting from verse 18. I'll be reading verse 18 and 19. 1 John chapter 2, 18 and 19. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us, but they went out so that it would be shown that they were not all of us. Apostle John starts off again, referring his audience as children, showing his fatherly care and compassion. Or maybe they're just children in the faith. He says it is the last hour, which refers to end times or last days. Throughout the New Testament, the last days have been since the first coming of Christ to the second coming. I have a couple references to show. In Acts 2:16 and 17, this was during the day of Pentecost, Apostle Peter said, "But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. It shall be in the last days, God says, I will pour forth my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams." And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, Apostle Paul said, "Now these things happened to them as an example, that they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of ages have come." This is just a couple references, and there's more, and just how we see in 1 John, he said, it is the last hour. The last days have been since first Christ came, 2,000 years ago. And if John was concerned at it being the last hour back then, how much more shall we be concerned today? No one knows when Christ will come back, but it is the last days. John writes that the Antichrist is coming. This is actually the first time in the Bible that the word Antichrist is used. Only John actually uses this word in his epistles. What do we know of the Antichrist? With the prefix anti, we obviously can tell that he is against Christ. From when I was younger, I've known of him as the bad guy that will rise up as the final world leader to make a new world order to deceive many, especially the Jews. It has been prophesied of him even in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, and in the New Testament, in the book of Revelations. And that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 hints on him, calling him man of sin, son of destruction. Satan is the destroyer, so this will be his son. This will be the ultimate Antichrist, and it states that he is coming. But the second part of the verse 18, it says, even now many Antichrists have appeared. Here John uses the plural form of the word. I believe John here talks of the false teachers and false prophets that Jesus spoke of. He said this in his Gospel of Matthew. He said, "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many." And further in the chapter, he says, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. They will lead many astray, and many antichrists have come." Now, as we return to reading 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, I want to read it again. "They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out, so that it would be shown that they were all not of us." We see here the characteristics of the Antichrist. It says, "They went out from us," as in they depart from the faithful. They rise up in the church and lead people away. They call themselves Christians, but their teaching is tainted. There is some truth, but mixed in with a little bit of lie, making it not truth at all. You can have 90% of truth, but add 10% of a lie, and that's it. So false teachers rise up and distort the truth. This reminds me of just how Pastor Dennis was talking about the parable of the weeds. There's the good seed, and the sons of Satan rose up with the bad, and they just mess it up, everything. They try to mess up the work of the Lord. We see here this today. I've seen in the city of State College, churches have the rainbow flag to support gays. Today they even come out with a Bible for the gays called Queen James Version, where they distorted biblical truth to fit them. They took out whatever was in there to fit them. The rainbow, which God made a sign with Noah for their covenant that he would not destroy the world again, they even took that and twisted that to put this on the flag. I feel like this is just such blasphemy. God originally destroyed the world because of this kind of immorality, and they used it on their flag. But as we move along, after the warning of the Antichrist, John again encourages in his epistle in verse 20 and 21. Let's read verse 20 and 21 of chapter 2. "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth." True Christians receive this anointing. Anointing is the gift of the Holy Spirit that is received when a person is born again. Apostle John wrote of the Holy Spirit in more detail in chapters 14 and 16 of his gospel, where he calls him the helper, that he will lead us to all truth. When we have the Holy Spirit, we have discernment for the truth. John MacArthur says, "True Christians have a built-in lie detector." This is speaking of the Holy Spirit. Let us move on to verse 22 and 23. "Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son, does not have the Father, and the one who confesses the Son has the Father also." Here we see the second trait of the Antichrist, which is denial. Antichrist's denial deny Jesus is the Christ. They deny that Jesus was fully man and fully God, that he and the Father are one. They deny the true nature of Christ. I've seen this in some religions. They accept Jesus, but they don't accept him as God, which is the true nature of Jesus Christ. And then the next verses are very important, and they're instruction how to not be led astray. So let's please read these final four verses, which is verse 24 through 27. "As for you, let it abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. This is where the word, what you have learned from the beginning, and the spirit, which is the anointing, they work together to guard us from being decepted. Deception is the third characteristic of the Antichrist. They try to deceive. So as verse 24 says, let it abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. What was heard from the beginning is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Doctrine does not change. Biblical theology does not change. What Jesus taught and what the apostles taught on the day of Pentecost is the true gospel, and it cannot be altered. We must be deeply rooted into the word, the doctrine of the apostles, which is unchangeable. We must have deep roots and be grounded in the word of God, which is what was heard from the beginning. And also, I want to read another verse in the book of Acts. If we would please open Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. This is when Paul and Silas fled from Thessalonica and they came to Berea. And this verse says, now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Daily they examined the scriptures. They were deeply trying to seek the word. We cannot just believe everything we hear being preached just because a person may call himself Christian or say that he has a revelation from God. We must see if it's true by the scripture, if it fits the gospel. Even me, you guys can test me in the scripture. If I preach something wrong, we cannot just believe. That's how people are deceived. Just because someone says, I had a revelation from God, or I'm a Christian, we cannot believe everything. Like these people, they sought the scriptures to see if it were so. So if we're deeply grounded in the word of God, and we have truly experienced the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will not be deceived. The Holy Spirit gives us discernment and guides us into truth. When John says in verse 27, you will have no need for teachers, he doesn't mean we do not need spiritual teachers or counselors. We definitely do, but a true born-again Christian will know what is truth. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, leads them into truth. He says, if this abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise he made to us, eternal life. This is the warning and encouragement of Apostle John reminding us today. Encouragement and warnings. So to wrap up my message, I just want to remind that John warns us that it is the last hour of deception and that the Antichrist is coming, but many Antichrists are already here. They are like many Antichrists. It is the spirit of the Antichrist. And how Dennis was preaching on the parable of the weeds, they are scattered by Satan to mess up the work of God. And what do these Antichrists do? They depart from the faithful, they deny the faith, they deny sound doctrine, and they deceive believers. But John says, born-again Christians have been anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will teach us what is true or not. If we abide to what we have heard from the beginning, the true gospel. So in conclusion, if we are deeply rooted in the word of God and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, we have a promise of eternal life and shall not be led astray. Let us thank God for his word that encourages us yet warns us. Let us thank him for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and let's ask him to bless us to not be deceived or led astray. Amen. Please let us pray.